Okay, hello everyone. Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. Okay, let me go back to the prayer request. I'm sorry. So we have from Brother Joe and Sister Mindy Menon Spokens, Brother Dwayne and Spokens, Brother Alvi and Spokens, as well as with Sister Ida. And everyone on our prayer list, according to Brother Gilbert and Unspokens and myself. All right, do you hear me now? Brother Moore, Unspokens. Okay. All right, praise the Lord. Okay, so any more prayer requests before we kneel? All right, thank you, Brother Gilbert, Sister Mary. All right, from Sister Hannah, many unspoken prayer for healing for myself and all others in need of healing. Yeah, prayer for, I'm going to pray for Sister Sue as well. Sister Luna, prayer for Blessed Sabbath. Okay. So, let's see if other prayer requests are coming in. Yes, no more. All right. So if you can, please, I invite you to kneel. Matt from Brother Matthew, Sabbath blessings, and he has his spokens. Okay, let's all kneel. So open our for opening prayer. And please bow your hearts. All right. Father, our Creator and our God, we praise you for the Sabbath rest that you have given us and that you have heard your faithful children with all the prayers, whether it's spoken or unspoken. We already give thanks to you, Father, for whatever answer you will provide us. And we know it's always according to your perfect will. And we also pray for healings, especially for Sister Hannah and all the church family who needs healing. And also Sister Sue, please touch them, Lord, with your healing hands. And oh, Father, we wish, we're so delightful that it's Sabbath day, and we wish that Sabbath is every day. So we can be with you, with the God the Father and the Holy Spirit forever, for eternity. And that is so wonderful to think about. And we plead, Father, for your grace that we can endure the grief, hardship, suffering, and even death as we face the crisis that is before us. For we know that our current struggles are only temporary. Now as we work toward our character perfection, we pray for the Holy Spirit, the promised comforter, to fully fill us every day so we can have clear discernment, wise understanding, and also the courage to overcome our own self. For we need this as we go on to our sanctification process. And if it's your will, that we will witness your majestic arrival or even perish as like the obedient martyrs. So be it, Father, whether we live or die, we are by your side. Please bridle my tongue and all that will speak in your behalf today. And all these things we ask from you, Father, because you will give what is best for us, and all these things to us in the loving name of our loving Savior Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, your Son. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. So once again, we are in the testimony part. So, yes. Okay, so if you have something to share, your praises and testimonies and how the Lord works in your life this past week, please put them in, and we will, I will read it. So, still typing, praying for you as well, dear. Okay. And I will go ahead with my testimony. Well, you put in your testimonies in the chat room. So, okay. Is it wonderful that we gain many testimonies and experiences from the Lord each day? This really helps us to strengthen our faith in Him, and that we can look back on it when we face another trials and temptation. So yeah, I will share my testimony and praise. I praise the Lord for everything He has done, from the food on the table, the roof over our heads. This is a praise from me and my family, the good health and the physical strength, and also for courage when we feel afraid, for faith when we are in doubt, and for spiritual strength when we feel weak, for the wonderful promises from His Word as we read the Bible, and also as we listen to the sermons that comforts us as we continue to move on forward, following the leading of our precious Savior step by step. So as we recall all of these experiences that we gain, and how the Lord helped us with the past trials that we had, all we can say is, thank you, Father. I praise you and I love you, Lord. So with this, I would like to give the glory and honor to our loving Savior Jesus Christ, and all His name, only His name be glorified. All right. Let me check now who has their praise. We have from Sister Luna. So, praise God for church family. Praise God for a nice morning. And praise Him for Sabbath. Praise God for all the healings. Amen. Thank you, Sister Luna. And from Sister Ida, I praise God for His help, guidance, Sabbath, His word, and for His many blessings. Amen. Thank you, Sister Ida. And now Sister Jade is here. She said, I praise the Lord that we are saved and this nice Sabbath morning. Okay, we have not so sunny day today. And also from Brother Jojo, I praise God for healing my skin. Amen. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Lord, for healing Jojo. And now we have Sister Hannah. She said, I would like to praise the Lord for His mercy and blessing us with another day of life and His blessed Sabbath day. I would like to praise the Lord for specific answered prayer. On His grace, a company made an exemption for me to receive a refund despite just missing the deadline. Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Hannah. And from Sister Pam, praise the Lord for the abundant crops of berries this year, for another wonderful Sabbath. Wow. Praise God, Sister Pam. And from Sister Mary, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings, for His mercy, patience, long-suffering, protection, correction, and the perfect peace that only He can give. For His grace, for seeing His hand move, for everything He provides, for everything He does for us. All the blessings, even if the answer is no, it is truly a blessing. Yes, indeed. Praise His mighty name. All glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. And now from Brother Michael Moore, praise God for my car get fixed this week. And that's such a blessing, Brother Moore. And from his brother, our baby brother Ezra, I praise the Lord that I'm potty trained. Good job. All right, Brother Ezra. And from Sister Vanessa, praise the Lord for wisdom from God when studying His word. I was praying for an ex- explanation of something that I was studying. I received the answer and more yesterday. Also, I say, thank you, Lord, for healing various issues that I have had for years. I have been released for another problem as well. Praise God. Yes, amen and praise God, Sister Vanessa from Sister Mindy. Praise the Lord for this beautiful sunny Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy and peace it brings. Praise the Lord for my beloved church family, His word, and the truth He has blessed us with. Praise the Lord for helping me to eat healthier and healthy food He has blessed me with, and for helping to overcome my weaknesses and His many, many blessings and His wonderful love. Amen. Praise His name, Brother Sister Mindy. From Sister Barbara, I praise the Lord for His mercy and answered prayers, for this wonderful church family, for their prayers. My husband is still in the hospital, but the Lord is looking after my husband. We will pray for your husband, Sister Barbara. Thank you for sharing your testimony. Okay, Sister Ajania, I praise the Lord for the love and the protection, good health, and for giving me wisdom throughout this week as I finish up my home school. Praise His name and for helping you catch up. And also Cyan Alvey, I praise the Lord for the plants growing in my backyard. Yeah, they're helping me plant. And then the blessings, kindness, protection, and the wonderful Sabbath day today. Amen. Oh, happy Sabbath, Sister Jana, and she has her praise. She said, praise the Lord for school being over for summer break. Yes, it's summer break for those who are in school. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for all the wonderful praises our brethren have shared. Okay, another from Sister Hannah. I would also like to praise the Lord for all God's many blessings towards us, most especially for our precious Savior, Jesus Christ, and what He did for us on the cross. Yes, thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation. Praise His name, Sister Hannah. Sister Marie, she said, I praise the Lord for all His love, protection, mercies, and teaching all His children. Amen. Thank you, Sister Marie. And praise the Lord. And also, I echo all the beautiful praises, says Sister Mary. And also, I echo that. Praise the Lord for all His goodness towards us. All right, so we are now going to our... Oh, sorry, Brother Amado. Here, we have Brother Amado. Welcome to the Children's Study Hour. He said, praise the Lord for answered prayer and for unanswered prayer. Also, I praise the Lord for giving me the understanding of what I read and the wisdom given to me and being able to apply it in my life. And happy Sabbath to all of you. Same to you, Brother Amado. Thank you for sharing. Praise His name. Okay, any more praises that I missed before we proceed to our lesson today? Okay, no more. Thank you for all the praises you have shared. Okay, we'll go now to our study. All right. So, the topic, or we are in the chapter 14 of the life of Paul, pages 144 to 146. All right. So, let's go to another slide. Move to another slide, please. All right. Okay, so here it is. All right, it says where we end up, by the way, last week. So we're picking up from the story where a group of angry people, remember that? There was a group of mob who are enraged. So they rushed to the house of Aquila, or to the place of Aquila and Priscilla. They are looking for Paul. And what do they want to do? They want to torn him into pieces, but the angel of the Lord was sent to protect his apostle because it was not yet his time to die on their hands. Okay, so let's continue. So failing to find the object of their wrath, the mob seized two of his companions, Gaius and Aristarchus. Paul was still eager to defend the truth before the multitude, but he was at last deterred by a message of warning from the theater. Several of the most honorable and influential among the magistrates sent him an earnest request not to venture into a situation of so great peril. So he wanted to defend the truth, but there were people who were used by God to give him warning. So this proof of the regard in which Paul was held by the leading men of Asia was no mean tribute to the sterling integrity of his character. So these people who was used by God, they are influential people. All right, moving on. So the tumult at the theater was continually increasing. Some cried one thing and some another. The more part knew not wherefore they had come together. From the fact that Paul and some of his companions were of Hebrew extraction, the Jews felt the odium was cast upon them and that their own safety might be endangered. Wishing it to be understood that they had no sympathy with Christians, they thrust forward one of their own numbers to set the matter before the people. So there was a speaker, the chosen speaker was Alexander, one of the craftsmen, a coppersmith, to whom Paul afterward referred to as having done him much evil. So there was a person who spoke. He was a spokesperson named Alexander. So this Alexander was a man of considerable ability. And he bent all his energies to direct the wrath of the people exclusively against Paul. So he was used by Satan to be an instrument to be more angry at Paul and his companions. But the crowd were in no mood to make nice distinctions. Seeing that Alexander was a Jew, they thrust him aside. The uproar continually increasing as all with one voice cried out, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians!" They cry continued for how many hours? For 2 hours. Okay, next slide. So at last, there came a momentary silence. So they were crying out loud, exalting Great Diana, their graven image or their goddess. Then there was a silence. Then the recorder of the city arrested the attention of the crowd and by virtue of his office obtained a hearing. By his prudence and good judgment, he soon succeeded in quieting the excitement. So this was the recorder. He made the crowd quiet. So he met the people on their own ground and showed that there was no cause for the present tumult. There's no reason for that, for the people to be angry and for the mob to present a tumult. Okay, next. And he appealed to their reason to decide whether the strangers who had come among them could change the opinions of the whole world regarding their ruling goddess. Goddess, said he, this is the recorder, he said, "Ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how that the city of Ephesus is a worshipper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly," because they are so outraged. So he bade them consider that Paul and his companions had not profaned the temple of Diana. So they never even profaned the temple of Diana, nor outraged the feeling of any by reviling the goddess. So why are they mad at Paul? So, this was the word spoken by the recorder. Next. So, he then skillfully turned the subject and reproved the course of Demetrius. Remember Demetrius? He was the one who made the graven images. Wherefore, if Demetrius and the craftsmen which are with him have a matter against any man, the law is open. And there are deputies, let them implead one another. But if you inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. So he closed by warning them that such an uproar raised without apparent cause might subject the city of Ephesus to the censure of the Romans. So he reminded them, thus causing a restriction of her present liberty and intimating that there must not be a repetition of the sin. So he reminded them that if you do this again, the Roman, we are all subject and it might cause our liberty. So don't do this again, this kind of sin. So having by this, the speech completely tranquilized the disturbed element, and the recorder dismissed the assembly. And so, the words of Demetrius revealed the real cause of the tumult at Ephesus. So he was the one who ignited the passion and the feelings of these people. He lost money because of the gospel or the message that Paul is sharing about the graven images. So he lost He lost money from this. No more people who bought graven images. And also the cause of much of the persecution which followed the apostle in their work of promulgating the truth. This, our craft, is in danger. This is from Demetrius. With Demetrius and his fellows, the profitable business of image making was endangered by the teaching and spread of the gospel. That's why Demetrius was the one who causes the tumult in Ephesus. The income. So this is what the reason. The income of pagan priests and artisans was at stake. And for this reason, they instituted the most bitter opposition to the apostles. Because no more business when the gospel is being proclaimed. And refused to receive or investigate the new religion, which would have made them wise unto salvation. So they don't like that kind of message. They are after money. Okay, next. And so Paul's labor in Ephesus were at length concluded. He felt that the excitement which prevailed was unfavorable to the preaching of the gospel. His heart was filled with gratitude to God that his life had been preserved and that Christianity had not been brought into disrepute by the tumult at Ephesus. The decision of the recorder and other holding honorable offices in the city had set Paul before the people as one innocent of any unlawful act. This was another triumph of Christianity over error and superstition. God had raised up a great magistrate to vindicate his apostle and hold the tumultuous mob in check. So the Lord will use people who would correct this kind of persecution towards his disciples, towards God's followers. Okay, so another, do we have another? No more. So from this, we will end. What time is it? We can now continue to our quiz. So the story will be continued next week. So now therefore, my first question, we will skip the special number or the song, okay. Quiz time! Question number one. Who urged Paul not to push? What's going on? The answer is letter C. Who the crowd captured? Yeah. So is it Timothy and Barnabas, B. Silas and Apollos, or Gaius and Articus? Those are the crowd captured two of his comrades and when they were unable to find the target of their rage. So the correct answer is letter C. Something is wrong with our slide. All right. All right, question number two. Can you focus first? Number two, who urged Paul not to put himself in danger when he was still eager to defend the truth before the multitude? It is A, honorable or influential magistrate, B, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, or C, efficient soldiers. And the correct answer is letter A. Good job. Letter A. Okay, question number three. Blank was selected as the speaker, a craftsman and coppersmith to whom Paul later referred as having done him great harm. Who was this person? Is it A, Galileo, B, Alexander, or Philip? Okay, let's see. The correct answer is letter B. It was Alexander. Good job. Good job, everyone. Everybody's doing great today. Praise the Lord. And question number four. Who was the great goddess of the Ephesians? Is it A, Venus, B, Pluto, or C, Diana? And you are correct. It is Diana. It was Diana. And question. Good job, everyone. Question number six. Oh. Question number five. That's question number six. Question number five. The noise continually increased as all with one voice cried out in unison. What do they cry out? Worship Venus? Great is Diana of Ephesians, or glory to the goddess of the Most High? A, B, or C? And the correct answer is letter. Are you sure? Letter C. Letter. Yeah, B, 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 B. Letter B. Great is the Diana of the Ephesians. Okay, going back to question number six. How many hours did the shout happen? Is it A, the great is Diana of the Ephesians, it lasted for 45 minutes. B, 1 hour, or C, 2 hours. Let's find it out. And the correct answer is letter C. They cried for 2 hours, crying great Diana of Ephesians. That's long. 2 hours crying that word. Okay, number seven. The recorder of the city reproved the Ephesians for the current uproar and Demetrius saying a case against any man must be judged by the law. Is it right or wrong? The recorder reproved all the Ephesians. Right or wrong? And the correct answer is right. Okay, good job everyone. Right. Okay, question number eight. Right. Question number eight. Demetrius and his fellow business of image making was endangered by teaching of Paul. Was their business endangered because of Paul's teaching? Yes or no? Okay. Let's see. More answers. All right, so I see answers letter A says yes. And Sam says no. And the correct answer is yes. That's why Demetrius was the one who excited the people, the mob, to be angry at Paul because his business was endangered. All right. Because what is the business of Demetrius? The image making. All right. And for my last, are we on now in my ninth question? Paul's heart was filled with indignation to God that his life has been preserved. Was Paul mad at God because he wanted to die already? True or false? Was he mad or he blamed God because his life was saved? And the correct answer is false. He was filled, his heart was filled with gratitude to our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, and for my last question, why this was another victory for Christianity against error and persecution? Why was this situation that happened, from what we read, was a victory over for Christianity? Is it A, God had raised up a powerful judges to defend his apostle? B, to keep the riotous mob in control and refer query about other topics they will be settled in a legitimate assembly? Or C, only A, or D, both A and B? And you are all correct. Praise the Lord. The answer is letter D. Good job, everyone. Thank you for learning with me every day, every Sabbath. And we've been learning more and more about the story and the ministry of Paul. Yes, praise his name. Okay, so thank you. And God bless you, everyone. God bless your children. And we will continue again next Sabbath. I love you all, and I hope and pray you are all blessed today, this Sabbath day. I'll turn you over to Sister Mindy for our 10 Commandments.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful study, Sister Denisa. All right, everybody, we are going to go on with our part two of our lesson, God's Law versus Moses' Law. And Brother Joe, if you can please get us started. Okay, this is Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Which law was contrary to us, against us? God's law or Moses' law? Very good. It's Moses' law. All right. That was the law that was nailed at the cross. All right, next question. Question number two. This is 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Which law is not grievous, God's law or Moses' law? Very good. It's God's law. All right, question number three. Colossians 2:14-16, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days. Which law judges no man, God's law or Moses' law? Very good. Moses' law. You guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. Question number four. James 2:10-12. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. Which law judges all men, God's law or Moses' law? Very good. God's law judges all men. Very good. Question number 5. Hebrews 7:16. Who was made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. Which law is carnal, God's law or Moses' law? Very good. Moses' law is carnal. All right. Question number 6. Romans 7:14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Which law is spiritual, God's law or Moses' law? Very good. God's law is spiritual. Question number 7. Hebrews 7:19. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Which law made nothing perfect, God's law or Moses' law? Very good. It was Moses' law that did not make, made nothing perfect. All right. Question number 8. Psalms 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Which law is perfect, God's law or Moses' law? Very good. God's law. God's law is perfect. His Ten Commandments are perfect. Question number 9. 1 John 2:4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Those who say they are followers of Christ, but do not keep the Ten Commandments, are called what? Very good. They're called liars. All right. Very good. Question number 10. Matthew 5:19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Those who break the Ten Commandments and teach others to do so are called what in the kingdom of heaven? Very good. They're called least in the kingdom of heaven. Question number 11. Those who obey the Ten Commandments and teach others to do so are called what in the kingdom of heaven? Very good. They're called great in the kingdom of heaven. We all pray that we are called great in the kingdom of heaven. That's what we're striving for. Praise the Lord. And this is the last question, question number 12. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. What is the whole duty of man? Everybody's typing. Very good. The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. And when it says to fear God, that's in reverence. That means that we fear that we displease God. We want to please God in everything that we do. We just love him so much. That's why we keep the commandments, because we love him so much. And then Pastor Nick has a great video explaining the differences between God's law and Moses' law. So I encourage you all to, after our church service, to watch that video, because It's a very good video. All right. And this lesson was basically off of that, that teaching. So praise the Lord. All right. So let's get our Bibles ready. We're going to be turning to Deuteronomy chapter 5. So let me know when you're all ready and we will get started. Everybody's getting ready. All right, so I'm going to make it easy on you guys this Sabbath, and we're just going to, I'm going to give you the number of the commandment. You tell me what verse it is and what is that commandment, okay? So everybody ready? We'll get started. All right. Okay, let's get started. All right. So we're going to be looking up in Deuteronomy chapter 5, and the first one we're going to look up is commandment number 8. What verse and what is that commandment? And I'd like you to word it the way that it is in Deuteronomy when you type it in the chat room, because it is a little different. Some of them are different than Exodus 20. All right, everybody's getting in there. All right, that is it. Found in verse 19. Neither shalt thou steal. All right. Very good. On to the next one. Commandment number 1. That's not too long of a verse, so you can type the whole verse in if you can. And what number is the verse and what is that verse? Wait for everybody to get their answers in. Right, it is found in verse 7. And it reads, thou shalt have none other gods before me. All right, on to the next one. And this is going to be verses, and you don't have to type the whole verses in because it's long. I want you to look up commandment number 4. Commandment number 4. And its verses. Okay, so the verses that it's found in, you're going to find it in verses 12 through 15, and it reads, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that the manservant and the maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand by stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. All right. And I love how on the Sabbath all the animals got to rest. God is so good, you know, because they work those animals so hard during the week, and the animals get to rest too. Praise the Lord for that. All right, on to the next one. I want you to look up commandment number 10. Commandment number 10. What verse is it and what is that commandment? Everybody's typing. All right, that is found in verse 21. And it reads, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. All right, on to the next one. We're going to look up commandment number 7. And you can type that whole verse in. It's pretty short. All right, wait for everybody to get their answers in. That is in verse 18. Neither shalt thou commit adultery. All right, on to the next one. We're going to look up commandment number 5. The commandment with a promise if we obey it. And I love how both the commandment of 5 in Exodus 20 and in Deuteronomy chapter 5 promise a long life if we obey it. They both do that. So that's praise the Lord for that. All right. So we're getting our answers in. It is found in verse 16. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. All right, on to the next one. I want you to look up commandment number 9. And that's a pretty short commandment, so if you can type the whole thing in the room, that would be great. Commandment number 9. All right, everybody's getting their answers in. And that is found in verse 20. Neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right, very good. On to the next one. This is going to be verses. We're going to look up commandment number 2. Commandment number 2. And you don't have to put the whole verses in, of course. Unless, of course, you want to. All right, waiting for everybody's typing. All right, very good. It's found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. And it reads, thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. All right, on to the next one. We're going to look up commandment number 3. Commandment number 3. All right, everybody's typing. get their answers in. All right, very good. That is found in verse 11. And it reads, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." All right, this is the last one. We're going to look up commandment number 6. Type in that whole verse in because it is super short. Very good. That is verse 17. Thou shalt not kill. All right. Very good. All right. Now we were supposed to memorize commandment number 8 for this Sabbath. So I want you to start typing the commandment without looking at your Bibles. Type in commandment number 8 as it is worded in Exodus chapter 20. All right. This is an easy one for you all. Everybody should get this one right. Very good. Thou shalt not steal. Commandment number 8. So next Sabbath, we're going to memorize commandment number 9. That one's a little bit longer, so take your time to study it this week. Starting the beginning of this week. And I love you all. Have a beautiful and blessed Sabbath, and I'll see you next Sabbath. God bless.